Hello, my name is Annie Claire. I am a Mi'kmaq from Ilsebukduk First Nation. You're about to listen to an interview I did researching an article on murdered and missing Aboriginal women and men. Miriam Saunders is an Innu living in Happy Valley, Goose Bay, Labrador. She is the mother of Loretta Saunders. Loretta went missing on February 14, 2014. She was working on her thesis on murdered and missing Aboriginal women at St. Mary's University in Halifax. Her body was found 12 days later near the highway in New Brunswick. Two people are currently awaiting trial for her murder. I spoke with Miriam in June 2014. She began by telling me about her daughter.
She was a very petite little girl. I always used to be daddy's and mommy's girl. And she enjoyed swimming, skating, things like that. And she was a real well-behaved little girl, like, you know.
How many siblings does she have?
Yeah, she got five brothers and two sisters. She's about the middle one. All my kids are really close together. But she and Delilah were really close because they lived together, right?
Yes.
She got along with everybody, happy, and she did anything for anybody. And she was a real smart girl. She did upgrading for 1 8 months. She finished three of the programs, which they would took 3 years. She'd done it in 8 months. And then she went to university, and she was doing good. She was an honor student. Getting A's. She was a good inspiration even in when she done upgrading down Hopedale. A lot of girls, like a lot of kids, end up studying more and having more passion for their upgrading. When she, like, she inspired a lot of young kids down to Hopedale.
Yes.
And she was really smart. She was studying all the time. Always studying. Every time you talk to her, I gotta go now, Mom. I gotta study. And like, she really worked really hard to get to where she was, get her life. Like, she was doing perfect in school.
Yeah.
Yeah. She studied hard, and she was really dedicated to. She'd be calling me about her thesis. And she was going to on missing women or on prejudice against Native. And she picked, I told her that'd be a good one on missing women, and that we talked about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was really dedicated to it. And I even thought when she went missing that that was only part of her story. I thought we was going to find her. Yeah.
Did you come down to Halifax for her graduation?
Yes. Yes. I picked up her degree. I picked up her degree, me and her father. First, I was sad. Mixed feelings. I was crying first going. And then after a while, I went out, talked to her, and talked to God a little. I got calm, went in. And went up, me and her father, and when they give me her degree, I put her father's hand on it, and we put it up to the air to heaven as far as we could to her. And they had a standing ovation. I felt so proud of her.
When you first found out that your daughter went missing, who told you guys?
I was phoning around for her, trying to get a hold of her. I'm the one reported her missing.
When you first found out that she was actually missing, how were you feeling?
Scared, worried, wondering what was, like, wondering what happened to her when she went missing. Like, we didn't go out, we just waited home, right?
Well, you didn't come down, you wanted to stay at home.
Yeah.
Because it was too hard?
Yeah, plus the police said that they were getting closer and it'd be better for me to stay put. Better to stay home?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking, wondering who had her and what they would be, whoever had her, what they were doing to her. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I was by the phone day and night. Yeah, waiting to hear from her. Keep phoning her phone.
What about her dad? How is her dad feeling?
He's pain and blood. He's hurt. And when my daughter was murdered, she was pregnant.
When did she find out that she was pregnant?
In January. She called in January, let us know she was having a baby. She was right excited. We was right excited.
Only.
And that baby was going to be a human that we were making plans for. And that the baby that she was carrying is now recognized. It should be recognized that was another life, right?
Yeah.
But it's not recognized. My grandchild isn't recognized as a human in my daughter's body.
Yeah.
When he or she is, we had plans to take care of it, right?
Her being pregnant, how did that make you feel when you found out that she was pregnant?
Oh, sorry, we was right excited. We was right excited going to have a little princey. They used to say, I hope she has another little princey. And she was going to take 1 year off school, and that when the baby was a year old, she was going to go to school. She asked me to quit my job and go take care of baby with her. And I was going to. I was going to quit my job and go take care of her baby while she finished law school. When they first had her down, white woman missing, I was really happy. Then they changed it, got lower. Finally, they had her native woman.
Yeah.
Because I was right worried. When she was white, they looked harder and they talked more to me. After that, they never called me once. I had to call them to see what was going on with my daughter's case.
So you think they treated it a lot better because she was white, or?
Yeah, that's the way I feel. I would have found, they wouldn't have been so insistent and persistent on everything. That's the way I feel now, personally. That not saying, I was just scared that's how it would have been.
You're listening to an interview with Miriam Saunders, mother of Loretta Saunders. I am Annie Claire.